I couldn't have seen myself standing here 2 weeks ago and praising Mr. Ball for the way in which he's shown leadership through this crisis. But we've managed to work collaboratively. We've had some disagreements. We've arrived at a consensus across the table each day in which we've been in discussions and arrived at consensus solutions about the way forward. And for example, we were one of the earliest to impose quarantine requirements for people coming into the province. And I think the public should take reassurance from the fact that all established political parties are working in that way. And I want to thank Premier Ball for accepting my suggestion that we should work in that manner. Thank you.
What did you need to see in these legislation amendments today to get on board and pass them?
What I needed to see and my caucus needed to see, because my caucus is very much involved in this, the PC caucus, every day we're on a conference call and arrive at consensus decisions about going forward, is a reasonable approach. As the Premier mentions, we have limited fiscal capacity to do things that involve spending money in this province. So measures today were necessary housekeeping and preparedness measures. As to landlord and tenant matter, you have to realize that not all landlords, a lot of them are small landlords, don't have much capacity of their own, and there has to be a balancing of interest between renters and oftentimes small landlords, and I think what we passed today managed to achieve that.
Okay, in terms of the legislation that was passed, largely it was designed to create stability and certainty in a time of tumultuous change. And I think we've established that reasonably well. The loan bill is absolutely vital because we have to have a capacity for borrowing. So in being able to borrow more, we are able to provide those services appropriately, and the programs and a lot of the supports that we are providing for individuals here in our province, as well as continuing to provide the public services that we will all continue to need. So that has been done. The Residential Tenancies Act, as well as the Labor Standards Act, both have been modified to ensure a greater protection of some of the most vulnerable people in our society, and that was key to us. So anyone who falls under the Labor Standards Act, like that would be anyone who's in a non-unionized work environment, they now have access to federal programs. So if for some reason they are affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, they will be able to take time off work, they will not lose their job, and they'll be able to access a lot of the federal programming that is available for this uncertain time. So that was very important for us to ensure that those people who tend to be a little bit more vulnerable are going to have some certainty in their life. And again, that goes back to certainty and stability and trying to establish a reasonable place from which to rebuild our economy. Finally, we also had some protections for hydro as well as for some extensions of deadlines. So hydro, again, was important, as we had mentioned already. In terms of extensions of deadlines, that was absolutely vital. In the House of Assembly, we have some very key pieces of legislation that have absolutely strict deadlines to which that must be adhered to. So in changing our legislation to allow for slightly longer timelines, we will find that people will not be in default of meeting those deadlines and possibly incurring other penalties along the way. So these pieces helped ensure stability and certainty, and I cannot stress that how important that is right now.